Some words from Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
This year has been the 100th anniversary of a very special event. If we can have that first slide up and then I'll take control. It was the 100th anniversary of when Albert Einstein presented his paper on general relativity. And I realised this was going to be happening about September time. And I thought, you know what, I don't really know that much about Einstein. And I certainly don't know that much about relativity and things like that. And so I set myself the task of finding out a bit more about it, and of doing some reading and of watching the internet and looking at the internet and watching some programs. And so I've been trying to sort of gem up a bit on science over the last three or four months or so. And what I discovered fairly quickly was that in order to be able to do that and to understand what relativity was and understand some of the thought experiments that Einstein did, I needed to learn a little bit of maths. Now, I was terrible at maths at school, but I have been trying to learn a little bit of maths. And of course, Einstein's really, really famous formula that came out of his experiments, his thought experiments, is this. E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. But while I was looking around, looking at trying to find out about how the maths works and all that, I came across another formula. And I'm going to need a mathematician to help me. He doesn't know this is coming. But Dr. Jones, who has a PhD in maths, it's the only person who's got... Yes, come on. If you'd known this, you'd have had a shave this morning, wouldn't you? Four in the morning. You even beat Tom. Okay, right. I came across this formula, and I wondered if you can help us out with it. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to speak into the microphone. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the formula unfolding, and I want you to tell me, basically, if the maths is good. Is there anyone else here who's good at algebra and maths? Anybody else? Good? Just to keep an eye on Dr. Jones to make sure he doesn't cheat us. Okay? So this was the formula I came across. And apparently, this is genuine maths. And what do you call it when you reduction and
changing the subject, rearranging?
Just rearranging. Okay, so we're going to rearrange it. And I want you to tell me if it works.
Right, okay?
So here's the first one. Gamma squared y equals...
Yeah, that works. You've just added...
Yeah.
The rule is of equations. Whatever you do to one side, you've got to do to the other. And they've just added a plus AS to both sides.
Okay.
So you've got minus AS plus AS on the right has vanished. And now you've got a plus AS term that's appeared on the left.
So that's okay. That's good. Okay. What about the next bit?
Yes, they've multiplied... what have they done? They've multiplied both sides by M. I think so they're cancelling there on the right. They've done a couple of things there at once, haven't they?
Okay, Isabel, you're quite good at maths. Can you come and help us out? Okay, well...
What have they done? Yeah.
Well, the times tells me it's right.
Well, they've got an extra term in E on the right. Where's that come from?
Okay, I've probably done it wrong then. So let's go to the...
Is anyone following that? That doesn't look right to me, that line.
Oh, well, that messes up everything.
But, yeah.
Okay. Because apparently, if you reduce it down enough and do it enough, you end up...
Oh, no, it was right. It was just that line was wrong.
Oh, that line was...
You can get to that end point, but that third line stops me a bit.
Okay. So that is the math for getting to Merry Christmas. There you have...
It should be an M on the left-hand side, not an E. That's correct.
Oh, there we go. Okay. So that is the formula for Merry Christmas when you work it out. So when you meet people today, when you go home and Granny comes for lunch, don't say Merry Christmas. Say E gamma squared Y equals X over M minus AS. It's so much easier than saying Merry Christmas. But apparently, if you work it down, you do get to something like that. That's right. Okay. It would work. Thank you. Thank you, Justin. But some of you know I like to throw in some little formulas and maths into some of my sermons. And I came across something in the Christmas story, part of which Claire read for us today, which really intrigued me. And it was this. It's the story of the shepherds. It says this in Luke 2 and verse 18. Let's read this verse together as we say, "When the shepherds had seen Jesus, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." I was talking last night at the Midnight Communion about the shepherds going and sharing good news and being witnesses to the birth of Jesus. And how shepherds weren't considered very reliable people. They weren't allowed to go to court, for example, and give evidence in court because they weren't very reliable. But these were the people that God chose to spread the word. And I started thinking about, I wonder how they did it. You see, it says that they spread the word concerning what they've been told about this. And in some versions it says, to everyone they met. That these shepherds went out and they started telling people, we have seen the King. We've seen baby Jesus. We've seen the Messiah born. And it says that everybody was amazed. And my guess is that everybody who heard the story probably told somebody else as well. And it set me to thinking, what if this year we all chose to tell one person about Jesus? If we chose to be like the shepherds and tell just one person about Jesus, and that person decided to find out more and come along to church, next Christmas, this place would be absolutely full. If you just told one person. And the following year, if everybody just told one person, we'd have to have two services, which I'm not sure I'm so keen on, but we'd have to have two services because the numbers would have doubled up again. And the following year, we'd have to build a new church. And pretty soon, in a very short time, everybody in Penarth would have heard the good news about Jesus. I heard a formula once about a logarithmic progression that if you tell your name to one person and an hour later the two of you, so both of you know your name, tell someone else and an hour later you both, it only takes a few days before everybody in the whole world has heard about you. Well, what if instead of talking about us, we talked about Jesus? And there was that kind of logarithmic progression. There was that mass of it growing and growing and growing. I love Christmas. I do like Christmas. I love getting presents. I'm a present kind of person. I love getting presents. But you know, the best presents of Christmas, isn't it, is always Jesus. It's the good news about the birth of Jesus. And maybe we should be a bit like the shepherds and try telling some other people about it this year. And the progression, the mass as it grows, as we tell people and they tell people and they'll tell people, means that pretty soon everybody will have heard about it, and maybe they'll be amazed too. Let's say a prayer together. May now the joy of the shepherds, the wonder of the angels, and the peace of the Christ child be yours. And this day and every day, may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love. In his precious name. Amen. Let's say the words of the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.